you're not sure how the split's going to go. Does it matter who's back there? Are there different things to watch with either guy?
I mean, sometimes it does matter who's back there, right? But I could imagine that both those guys are going to do a good job with the guy in there right now. But I would say that it's something that you can't really focus on too much. You just got to be able to go out there and stop the run, whoever it is out there.
What's Eddie Goldman been doing, maybe that we might not notice, but you guys see when you watch on tape through the first 4 weeks?
Oh, Eddie, he's just dynamic, man. He knows how to get after the passer. He knows how to stop the run. He's just been a really solid player for us this year.
Yeah. As a big guy that can move like you, do you guys, you know, are you impressed by him too, being able to move as well as he does?
Not more than myself. No. But no, he's really good. I enjoy playing with Eddie. Losing him last year was a blow to our defense, and just for him to be strong and solid and consistent in there for us this year is it's showing definitely, I think, in our run statistics.
Akeem, when you guys went through the self-scouting that you were able to do on this mini bye, what sort of things did you pick up about what the defense has done well, what you guys can improve on as a unit?
One thing that the defense has done well is to be very strong against the run, and that's going to be one of our focuses going in every week. That's something that Fangio harps on all the time. So I think that's one area where we think that we've lived up to what we could be, but it can still be better. So.
What about like an area that you identified could be better?
For number one, mental errors, right? Just being able to be in the right place at the right time. There's nothing wrong with getting beat when the guy is just better than you, but when you get beat when you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, that's when it really hurts.